الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hasten towards maghfirah from your Lord and hasten towards a garden the breadth of which is equivalent to the heavens and the earth in terms of its size. And Allah says that this has been prepared for all the muttaqeen, for those who fear Allah. Who are the muttaqeen? In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a description of a muttaqeen. Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend in ease and in adversity. So when things are going easy for them, when they are in happy times, they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only do they spend in times of adversity and in times of difficulty, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also when things are easy for them. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ. Those who restrain their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they forgive the people. So we look at these qualities. Some of these qualities like وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, where people restrain their anger and they forgive people. Certain good deeds, if they have to be performed, then the knowledge of the reward of such good deeds are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the reward, sometimes in Quran, sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us the reward in hadith. Perhaps if you have to perform so and so salah, salatul duha, or this salah, or that nafid salah, or qiyamul layl, then certain reward is known to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions it in hadith. But there are certain things if we have to perform, certain good deeds if we have to do, the reward of it, the knowledge of the reward is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-kaazimeen al-ghayz wal-aafina al-nas, those who forgive people, if a person has to make maaf to the valim, the wrongdoer, then the reward of that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. There is a verse that comes in Quran, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That person who forgives people, وَأَصْلَحَ أَيْ وَأَصْلَحَ الْوُدَّ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الظَّالِمِ. If he has to rectify that peace, he has to set right that muhabbat again between him and the wrongdoer, then Allah says, tell him, فَأَجْرُهُ, his reward lies by Allah. In other words, it's not known to him. Only Allah knows the reward that Allah is going to give him in the akhirah. So it is always best to make maaf and to forgive the people. Sometimes we know it is our right, yes, and we may also take our right because it is our due, it is our haq, it is our right, we can fight for our right. But it's always best to make maaf and to forgive the valim. And look at the reward is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. So you can imagine what reward there will be for that person. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah says that Allah loves all the good doers, those who do good. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. So more description, more qualities are mentioned for the muttaqeen. It is also those people who when they do some indecency, some indecent act they commit. Oh, this refers to a guna, which is kabira, so they do some major sin. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Or they wrong themselves by doing some saghira guna, a minor sin. Then immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And when you remember Allah, then they make istighfar for these sins. Oh Allah, forgive us. وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive sins other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you commit a guna, you commit a sin, immediately we should reflect and ponder over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, that Allah can forgive, Allah can press one delete button on the sin, and the sin is maaf. Allah says, but وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعْلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Once the sin is maaf, once the sin is forgiven, remember, do not persist upon that sin. So such people who are muttaqeen, they do not persist upon the gunas that they do. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they know very well that when they do a sin, and then when they do a sin, then they can, then they should make tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that sin of theirs. If these people, if this is the qualities we need have, Allah says then, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. As we said in the previous lesson, we said, hasten towards this maghfirah. So Allah says, if you want to know how to get there, then have these qualities within yourselves, and then your reward will be maghfirah. أُولَٰئِكَ, for such people, جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Their reward is maghfirah, forgiveness from their Lord. And for them will be جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Gardens at the bottom of which rivers will be flowing, and they will remain there in these gardens forever. Allah says, wa ni'ma ajru al-amirin. What a great reward for all those who do good, for all those who do deeds, perform deeds. What a great reward for the toilers. In other words, for those people who have perform such deeds, they are the muttaqeen, and this is what they will achieve on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.